2% on the sales tax in areas where there's mass transit. And I had these bills in last year, if you remember, I listed the counties. I was told about writing it this way, it only included those counties. But looking at, I just got the fiscal notes this morning, they include a lot more counties. So mainly would be looking at areas where there's rail, because that's what's really considered mass transit. But what they both do, and I think we need, as we look at these, how we approach the total funding of transportation in the state, is they cap what comes out of the Transportation Trust Fund based on the 2012 numbers that's going to mass transit. That way, you're not taking anything away from mass transit. The only new money then that would go to mass transit would be if we did either one of these. There's several other approaches. You could do a property tax, or you could change these numbers. I just picked them to get it to the talking stage here, to look at alternatives as we look at the, how we fund mass transit and how we fund the transportation system in the state. By doing that, then, any new monies coming in from the gas tax we already have existing, sales of vehicles, registration, license, et cetera, all go into Transportation Trust Fund, would then go to roads and bridges, because you're capping what goes out to mass transit. So then you could take a look at how much a gas tax you might need in the future to do these things. And you wouldn't know that until you did the other. I appreciate the president's comments of a lockbox scenario with the trust fund, which I think's very important. But real quickly, in a nutshell, that's what these do. And I think it's something that we need to highly consider, because if we don't lock, and this is my personal opinion, if you don't lock what's going out of the trust fund for mass transit, and you increase revenues going in it, from the time I've been here, since '83, it's gonna take more and more and more out for mass transit. We sit in here, the Transportation Department comes in here and has a list. What's on the list? Starts with the red line, the purple line. You know, we have a road in my part of the state, it's an Appalachian Road system. It's got $101 million sitting in the bank. You can only use it on that road. But is it on the list when it comes in here from the Transportation Department? I don't see it anywhere, other than it's listed as the main project for Garrett County. And these are just as important to us as it is metropolitan area. I mean, it's tough, as Senator Brinkley mentioned, when you border on other states very closely, just as we did with cigarette tax, alcohol, and so forth, people cross the border to buy them. So if we get too far out of whack on gas taxes or diesel fuel taxes, as small as this state is, I'll guarantee you get out of whack on diesel, trucks are gonna go right through the state of Maryland. They're not gonna stop here, so it's gonna have a tremendous impact on truck stops. So I can sit here and say, because I'm so, well, you support a tax. I did support a gas tax in 1983 or '84, whenever we did it. It was a nickel. I was told, oh, you're gonna get this project. Well, guess what? When the money slowed down, first one they took out was that project. So it makes it very difficult to sit here and say, I'll support a gas tax increase or whatever, when that's the way things went, because when they came in next time, that's exactly what I told them. I think you need to hear these things, coming from rural area. And if you look at what's going on in the state today, outside of the metropolitan area, the Baltimore-Washington corridor, and I include 95 in that corridor, other than 270 project in Frederick County,